From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Retailers are stretching the traditional Black Friday shopping frenzy into a marathon that began on Thanksgiving. All signs are pointing to bigger crowds today than last year at many stores, including names like Best Buy, Sears, and Macy's. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City has this report from the Country Club Plaza shopping district there.
There were a lot of bright-eyed shoppers out early this morning, and then there was Eric San Juan, walking down a Kansas City street in mirror shades at the break of day.
Yeah, zero sleep.
He'd been up all night, hit a mall and several electronics stores. He picked up a $100 flat-screen TV at Walmart at 4 a.m., spent his entire paycheck, a little more than $300. Some retail stores are reporting longer lines and higher spending than last year. San Juan says the Black Friday hype works on him.
You know, with all the advertisement on TV, with all the magazines and stuff like that, it's just like it looks and sounds like it's a good deal. So that's why we do it. And plus, you know, it's once a year that you don't sleep. So
no rest for San Juan. After a full night of shopping, he was on his way to work at a retail store. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
Portugal has just passed a new budget with deep spending cuts and tax hikes designed to reduce the huge national deficit. The Portuguese government maintains it will not need a European Union bailout. But as Terry Schultz reports, the same kind of denials were heard in the case of Ireland, too.
Markets showed no appreciation for Portugal's budget balancing efforts. Its borrowing costs are still at an untenable rate, which is what ultimately forced both Greece and Ireland to ask for aid. Like Ireland, the Portuguese government seems annoyed at continuing reports it's next on the list for an emergency handout and that it's being pressured by EU officials. Likewise, European Commission President José Manuel Barroso, a former Portuguese prime minister, seems particularly agitated by suggestions that Brussels is pushing for more bailouts.
Absolument faux, complètement faux, toute référence à un plan d'aide pour ce pays. Il n'a été ni demandé, ni nous lui avons suggéré. C'est absolument faux.
It's absolutely false, completely false, Barroso says. No aid plan for this country has been asked for, and none has been suggested. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Tensions between North Korea and South Korea are escalating. The North is warning plans by South Korea and the U.S. to hold military drills this weekend are putting the peninsula on the brink of war. The maneuvers are being planned after North Korea attacked a southern island on Tuesday, killing four people. A war threat from the North, as well as the debt crisis in Europe, helped hold down Wall Street today. The Dow ended the day after a shortened session down 95 points to 11,092. This is NPR. 12 stitches today for President Obama after a basketball injury. The president was elbowed in the lip during a 10-person game at a U.S. military post in Washington. The man behind the jab is Ray Disarega of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute. Coming into today, Auburn was one of the last undefeated teams in college football. NPR's Mike Pesca reports the team retains that status after quite a comeback against in-state rival Alabama.
After Alabama put the ball in the end zone three times in the first quarter, conversations across the country, not to mention the state, turned to how could Auburn be so easily exploited? Auburn went into halftime trailing 24-7, having surrendered well over 300 passing yards in the half. The second half began with a sack of Auburn QB Cam Newton, but from that point on, fans, or more accurately, the horrified crowd at the University of Alabama's Bryant-Denny Stadium, witnessed a great comeback. Newton connected on a 70-yard touchdown throw, he next ran in a touchdown, and then put his team ahead with another TD throw. The 28-27 victory in the yearly rivalry game known as the Iron Bowl keeps Auburn's championship hopes alive. In fact, the win may just propel them to the number one ranking in college football. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Another challenge is expected tomorrow, trying to get Rahm Emanuel's name off the February ballot in Chicago's mayoral race. Petitions say Emanuel can't run for mayor because he hasn't lived in Chicago for at least a year prior to the election. The candidate still owns a home there but rented it out while he was working as President Obama's chief of staff. Emanuel is scheduled to respond tomorrow. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.